Good morning, everybody. It is a pleasure for me to be back here in Australia after 2 years. And it is a privilege for me to present this morning this most up-to-date subject, Jerusalem, a hindrance for world peace. Now, just some words of introduction. Jerusalem is one of the oldest cities in the world, and her history of glory and catastrophes is absolutely unique in world history. The name Jerusalem, in Hebrew, Yerushalayim, means city of peace. But we realize that between name and reality today, there is a tension. Because there is no city in the world that questions more world peace than exactly Yerushalayim, the city of peace. The geographical situation of Jerusalem is unique. Jerusalem, the land of Israel, is exactly at the junction of three continents, Europe, Africa, and Asia. We read in Ezekiel 5, verse 5, "Thus says the Lord God, this is Jerusalem. I have set it in the midst of the nations and countries that are round about her." So according to God, for God, Jerusalem is just the geographical center of the world. And really, in fact, where do you have another place in the world that has such a situation to be at the junction of three continents? Today, at the center of the conflict is especially the temple place, the Temple Mount in eastern Jerusalem. In the New York Times, years ago, you could read that these are the most explosive square meters of the world. Why? Because this was the place of the Jewish temple. According to the strict chronology of the Bible, from the 11th century BC, with Solomon's temple, up to the 1st century AD, when in the year 70 AD, the Romans destroyed the Jewish temple. Exactly in the same spot you find since the 7th century AD up to today, the Dome of the Rock, which is considered, especially by the Palestinians, to be the most holy place in Islam after Mecca and Medina. So we understand this remark in the New York Times, these square meters should be the most explosive square of the planet. And we understand by this that Jerusalem is a threat to security of the whole world. But in order to understand the situation today, we should go back to the roots. And that's the problem in the mass media, that they normally do not go to the roots. So we do what you normally do not hear in the mass media. And we have to go back into the 21st century BC. This was a time when Abraham, the father of the nation Israel, was living in Ur of the Chaldees. And the Bible teaches in Genesis 12 that Abraham was called out of Chaldea to go to the land of the promise. Here you see Abraham's way out of today's south of Iraq up to Haran in southern Turkey, and then turn down to the land of the promise. The book of Genesis explains how Abraham arrived later at Salem. This was Jerusalem in his time, when the Canaanite king Melchizedek was ruling there in the city built upon Mount Moriah, which later on in the Bible is called Mount Zion. God gave Abraham the commandment to offer his son Isaac, to give back the gift of Isaac to God, and to offer him in the land of Moriah. Genesis 22 verse 2 says, "And God said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee." So Abraham had to go into the land of Moriah. This was the land where Mount Moriah was, and on the southern part of this mountain was the city of Salem, Jerusalem. So Abraham knew immediately what this means. The land of Moriah is just the region of Jerusalem at that time. But God did not say, offer him on Mount Moriah. We should carefully read the scriptures. But just to go into the land of Moriah and offer him on one of the mountains around the later Temple Mount, Mount Moriah. And we know, of course, God wanted just to test the obedience of Abraham. He didn't have to offer his son. But he got the occasion to offer a ram instead of his son Isaac. But this spot where Abraham was ready to give back to God what he received as a most wonderful gift, Isaac, to this spot Abraham gave a new name. And we read in Genesis 22, verse 14, that he called his name Adonai Yireh, which means, the Lord will provide. What will he provide? You see, when Abraham and Isaac went to the land of Moriah, Isaac asked, Avi, my father, here's the knife and here's the fire. But where is the sacrifice? And Abraham answered, God will provide the sacrifice, the Holocaust. So this was a prophetical word by Abraham, because he didn't have to offer Isaac, but he could offer instead of him a ram. God will provide a sacrifice. But even when he has offered this ram, he gave to this place a new name, Adonai Yireh. The Lord will provide. What will he provide? The true sacrifice of sin. Isaac was a sinner. He couldn't die for our sins instead of us. And the ram was just an animal, and the ram could neither be the sacrifice for our sins. It was just an anticipation of the true sacrifice God would one day provide. And so it was clear, on this mountain, nearby Jerusalem, Messiah, the promised Savior that was already announced to Abraham, would one day die. And therefore, in Genesis 22:14, Moses says, therefore today we say, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen, or shall be provided. So it was clear, Messiah one day will die just beside the later Temple Mount Moriah. And you see the situation today, the place of Adonai Yireh is just later on Calvary, beside the Temple Mount, where Jesus Christ, 2,000 years after Abraham, died for our sins. But this is already an anticipation. Let's go in a historical order through the history.